same time, baby. We're coming big today, getting this one, and going home with us.
Let's expect to do it. We got to do it right here. We're going to do it right here. Let's go.
Have that type of confidence. Play all out. Packers on three. 1, 2, 3. Packers.
Let's do it. Today. Let's go. Up front on three. 1, 2, 3.
Up front.
This is Jaguars All Access, brought to you by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars, Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good, and EverBank, the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And I know when you reach victory and you do everything right, you get a chance to win. We talk about, you know, hey, don't revel in it.
No.
The hell with that, man. Let's revel.
Was some revelry in the locker room last night after the Jaguars' first victory of 2006, and this place was rocking toward the end of the game. A beautiful look at the stadium right after sunset here in North Florida, in Jacksonville, Florida. And great to be with you live here on Jaguars All Access. Sam Kavars with you for the next half hour as we talk about the Jaguars' first win and their upcoming game against the Miami Dolphins, which also will happen right behind me here this coming Sunday at 1 o'clock. As he does every week, Jeff Loggeman joins me here live. Jeff, yesterday's victory came at a price. Paul Posluszny done for the year with a torn pec. Not an unusual injury at that position. Brian Arakpo, by the way, out also for the year for the Redskins with the same injury. And Andre Branch will be gone now for 6 weeks with that groin strain.
Yeah, and you know, with Andre Branch, you never want to lose anybody for any period of time, but you've got a lot of Leos on the roster that have played and have played pretty well. With Paul Posluszny, he's the captain of the ship, so to speak, on defense. That's a big loss.
You suffered a torn bicep in 1998. It's hard to rehab that, but it does come back at 100%.
Well, and mine tore right off of the bone,
right,
with a bicep tendon, and it was fairly easy procedure to reattach it, whereas Paul's pecs are way bigger than my biceps have ever
most
been,
right?
So I'm sure that that's a pretty major procedure.
Joining us once again for the second time this year is Denard Robinson, who had a big game yesterday, and a big part of the success that the Jaguars had was the running game. Denard, congratulations. How are you feeling today?
I feel pretty good, man, but I'm not happy with my performance. I think I could do a lot of things different and a lot of things better than I did yesterday.
Even more?
Oh, yeah.
Even better. There was more out there.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of things out there. I mean, like, one thing was one of the plays, I went out for a route, and I should have cut in front of DB, and actually DB cut it and got an interception. So that's one of the things that...
It feels better to be critical, though, after a win, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It definitely feels way better to come in and look at the film, and you know you won the game, and you know you can feel the atmosphere around the stadium, around the community and everything. And when you walk back into the stadium today, it felt way different.
Very different. In fact, you're in our top three plays. In fact, your touchdown, first one of your NFL career, is one of our top three plays of the day.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, and it was the 8-yard touchdown run by Denard Robinson. It came right after the muffed punt where the Jaguars recovered right on the 8-yard line. And a great job by you stretching it before you cut it back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what Coach been telling me all day. We stretch it, make sure you get the guy lean, and then cut back on him. So make it happen.
And you got in the end zone without any difficulty. It gave the Jaguars a 17-6 lead at that point.
And a great block by Luke Jokel that I'm going to show on Film Room Friday on Jaguars.com, because he had some exceptional blocks there around the goal line.
Oh, yeah. He's showing up big, and he's showing people why we draft him in the first round.
It was a big day for Robinsons as well. Allen Robinson with a touchdown. And this was in the two-minute drill, Jeff, where Blake Bortles and the offense really got themselves rolling.
Well, three plays, and they took it down and scored. And in a game, Denard, you guys were down 6-0, really hadn't done much. All of a sudden, you go in at halftime with an energy boost because you're in the lead.
Oh, yeah. And that's a good feeling to go into halftime. And you know that you just went down and scored, and you just showed them that, all right, we can play.
Get the ball at the end of the half, and then you got the ball to start the second half. The momentum really switched there.
Well, and Blake Bortles was really struggling, but to be able to put a drive together in 2 minutes, which he seems to excel at, much like he did at Tennessee, that gives you hope.
And our Baptist Health game-changing moment comes from Telvin Smith, who just had a monster game in the second half. He really has showed up big this year as a rookie, and that's our Baptist Health game-changing moment.
Well, and he was responsible for 10 points for you guys, because not only did he have this interception, which set up a touchdown, but then he had the sack strip caused fumble that led to a field goal. Big day for the rookie.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm excited for him. He's one of the guys that have energy every time he's on the football field. Practice, when you're around the building, this is like one of the guys that you want to be around because he's going to have fun.
He's got the energy level. I mean, it's just he's got this big, much like you, always have a smile on his face. And his energy level is always so high. He's just fun to be around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's why I like seeing him do great on the football field, because you want it so much for him. Man. And he played great football this weekend.
You know, coaches talk about run the football, stop the run. And your defense stopped the run yesterday. That must have been fun to watch from the sidelines.
Oh, yeah, man. Cleveland was one of the teams that was going to pound, pound, pound until they break you. But that defense said, we're not having that today.
No, they came in with the number three ranked offense, rushing offense, and the Jaguars held them to 69 yards. The running backs, all of them combined, had an average of 2.2 yards per carry.
That's dumb.
That's what I'm telling you. The defense said, we're not breaking today. We're just going to tell y'all to go back to Cleveland.
And Mike Pettine did say after the game that coming in, they knew very well that the front four and the front seven for the Jaguars was capable of shutting that down, and they were going to have to really execute well, and they couldn't do it.
And it really didn't matter who it was for you guys, Denard. Avery Jones had a big day. Roy Miller had a big day. Send Derek Marks. But the energy they brought in sudden change situations with the three turnovers by the offense, I mean, it uplifted the entire stadium.
The stadium was loud. This was my first time seeing the stadium that loud, and I was just like, we need to have this all the time. Duval was standing up, and they were showing out.
And part of that was because of a big day for you, over 100 yards rushing. I mean, you were such a dominant factor from the first play of the game. First play, 14-yard carry, and I happened to talk to you after the game, and you said, yeah, that told me right away the offensive line was going to get it done, and I had to do the same.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and I thought the same thing throughout the whole week. I was saying, like, the offensive line was on it. They on it. They on it. They wanted it bad. And when we came out that first play of the game, I was like, all right, they set the tone. I got to set it with them. You know, I got to help them out and lean with them.
And they challenged you guys to run the football with the style of defense that they played. They kept the safeties back and basically played six in the box with you guys playing three wide receivers and said, try to run it if you can, and you did.
Oh, yeah, and that's what happens. I mean, if one thing's not happening and they trying to hold one thing back, we got to step up with other things. So, I mean, the pass game, they was trying to stop the pass game, and we was like, all right, let's run the ball. And the offensive line was like, let's go.